Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen, coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. Tonight we're going to be welcoming David Laws. He's the, we call him Australia's famous flower man, but he is so much more. He's been on the show before and it was such a pleasure. We're excited to have him back. And our very own Mary Lou Monroe Ray, she'll be doing the interview portion of this tonight. And some people have asked me, Garrett, how come you're not interviewing David today? I don't have to hog the spotlight 7 days a week. It's okay for me to share the stage with talented people like Mary Lou, and it's always a pleasure to have her here on the show. So we're going to be welcoming Mary Lou on in just a second. Real quick, recap of the week, just in case you are tuning in for the first time this week and want to know kind of what's going on. Last night we had Dr. Annie Ulrich on. She did dream interpretation in our energy update for the month of August. Tonight, of course, is David Laws. Tomorrow we have psychic Zoe Niklaus, and she'll be taking your calls. Our phone lines will open up 15 minutes before showtime. The show starts at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so wherever you're at in the world, adjust your times accordingly. Thursday we have Grammy winner Laura Sullivan, and Laura's music has been featured on TV and commercials and movies and everything worldwide, and she's going to be coming on to talk about her brand new song called 900 Voices. It's a fascinating story, and that will be live at 7 on Thursday. And Friday we have the San Diego Jewish Men's Choir. They're doing a world premiere of their brand new album called Kochi. It actually drops, as the cool kids say, on Friday, and so we're having a world exclusive with them on Friday, and I think we might have Mary Lou back to do some honors on Friday's show as well, if we're lucky. And with that, I just want to bring on Mary Lou and David at the same time. Mary Lou, welcome back to the show. Always lovely to hear your sunshiny voice. How's the weather over there in Australia on a Wednesday afternoon?
Oh, Garrett, well, sunshiny, yes. Cold. The other day we were peeling clothes off at 27 in the sweltering heat, and today we've had these freezing cold winds. It's like a cold change. So if I could do the show outside, I would. I'd be sitting in the sun. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's about, I'm going to say probably about 30, 31 here, which is about 80 degrees-ish here at the beach here in California. So it's a little, you know, this is our summer, and our summer is the warm time of the year. Your summer is the cold time of the year. So it's just kind of flip-flopped.
Yeah. Well, it sounds beautiful. Sounds hot over there. But, of course,
it's
everything's
a little warm.
Hot with Garrett Miller.
Oh, bless you. Okay.
Hot star.
Well, we have David Laws on the line, so let's get him on and say hello. David, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Garrett. Hi, Mary Lou, and hi to all of our beautiful listeners. Fabulous to hear from you guys again.
Oh, lovely to have you, David. Hello.
Hi.
Sounds like everything's settled down over there in your beautiful new abode where you are. Hasn't things just
been honey.
Flying for you? Just so big, so many changes.
Oh, so many changes, Mary Lou. And, you know, it never ceases to blow me away and to amaze me to see how the universal energy lines up. When our energy lines up, everything lines up for us. So I know many of us have heard this on many occasions, but the truth is the truth. And, you know, when your vibration aligns with that you so desire, I mean, beautiful things manifest for you, and beautiful people and beautiful opportunities. And I mean, even after all these years of, you know, practicing this work and understanding a lot about how it works, it still never ceases to amaze me what is possible, no matter who you are, no matter how old you are, no matter where you are in your life, how up or down you are. You know, it's just crazy stuff. It's but beautiful.
Oh, so true, David. You know, I've just seen so many transformations with you and Garrett, Mr. Miller. And Garrett, aren't you're writing something for now? Are you doing a monthly?
It's a brand new magazine. I'm not allowed to release the name of it yet, but I am able to say that I have come to an agreement with the editors of the magazine. They're going to have me do both a monthly column and it looks like also like a feature article every single month. And I've already submitted like a list of topics for the first issue, for the inaugural issue. And I'm very excited. It's something that I've wanted to do for a long time, and they approached me, and I said, absolutely. So I'm very blessed and grateful for that just falling into my lap.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Congratulations,
that's
Garrett. That's great news,
yes.
Mate. That's great.
Thank you very
news
much.
Indeed. Well done, buddy. Well done.
Hey,
yeah.
David, can I tell
yeah,
you
absolutely
that after your last visit on the show, you and I have stayed in kind of irregular communication, as one does on social media, and you shared with me
sure
some reading material probably 2 or 3 months ago, and I just wanted to publicly thank you for that. I don't know how the universe divinely knows, but it just came to me at the exact right time that I needed to see that material, and I sat up and read the entire book in a one night sitting after the show.
I remember you telling me.
Yeah. And so
and
for everybody
happening
listening, I have two books that are sitting here in front of me. One is called Gratitude Book One, and the second one is Gratitude Book Two, because what ended up happening is, in part of the exercise in the book that David shared with me, was that, you know, you, and there's a specific process you go through, et cetera. But, you know, I wrote down all the things that I was grateful for and kind of like the 50,000 foot overview. And then little did I know, after doing that, it was like, okay, and now you're going to write, you know, why you're grateful for all those things. And so I would take like one line item in notebook number two and just keep writing and writing and writing and writing and writing and writing and writing until I was like not burnt out, but just like out of things to say I was, you know, grateful for about that one particular thing. And it has been one of the most enjoyable things that I've been able to do in the last couple of months. And I wanted to say thank you for sharing that with me, because it's really helped kind of refocus and redirect my energies.
Wow, mate, congratulations to you, because, you know, it's beautiful to receive books and information, Garrett, but to act on it and carry it through, the instructions and the outlines that are there, people don't realize how powerful it is to enact on the information that you're giving and apply it to your day-to-day life. And truly, that's when people witness the magic, and, you know, people get blown away and they think, oh, I thought, you know, magical, wonderful things only happen to other people and not for me. And people just don't understand that the universal energy that is the universe and that is us, we, you know, all we have to do is align ourselves to that magical vibration and it will work for us. It's not a case of it could be or it might or it should. It will. It just absolutely will. And I think that's what a lot of people miss. They just think, oh, yeah, look, I don't think it would be my luck to, you know, for something magical to happen to me. But, of course, it does. And, mate, I'm just so pleased to hear that that you enjoyed the material that I, you know, recommended to you, and you took it up and put it into practice and are reaping the benefits. So that's great news.
Well, I also want to thank you for not only the book, but also for your friendship, because you've shared several stories with me back and forth. And I will tell you that it really meant quite the world to me, being able to talk to somebody halfway around the world that seemed to understand me so well. Do you have – we're going to get to all of the fantastic things that make you Australia's
I'm
glad I'm not the only one that does that.
But we're going to get to all that. But did you have any particular moment in time, you know, in the distant past or recent past that have really been life-changing for you, where you said, you know what, it's time for me to make a change, and, you know, that you had an aha moment?
Oh, gosh. For me, Garrett, I guess the biggest aha moment for me was when I first decided to commence this work full-time, this beautiful spiritual work that I do, which goes back 5 years now. And I can remember, I just thought it was the craziest, silliest thing to do. And I can't remember if I covered this story in our last interview, but anyway, I'll just quickly recap on what it was in case, you know, there are people that aren't aware of the story. But, you know, I've read so many books where people had aha moments and did crazy, weird things and just went with the, you know, what they gut told them. And magic was created in their life. And it happened for me on a plane flight back from Melbourne. I was on a plane flying back from Melbourne, and I was just picking up the pieces of a life that had crashed and crumbled, and I was trying to put some semblance of a normal life back together again. And I just had this crazy notion, this thought came into my head, that I was going to leave a business that I had just set up with a friend of mine and his wife, and I had just become a director of, and we've just gone through the motions of setting up all the directorships and paying all the legal fees and meeting with lawyers and getting the business up and running. And I felt so awful that I just felt compelled to ring Andrew when the plane landed to say, I'm out. And I did. And I called Andrew and I said, mate, I just have to leave. I can't do this business anymore. And he and his wife met me for a coffee and they had a laugh and they slapped me on the back and they said, look, if you've got to do what you've got to do. And I said, but I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't know why. This is crazy. I can't understand. But anyway, I've just got to go with this. And, you know, I guess I got the message came through from the spirit world. And they just said, you're prepared and ready and be prepared to do the work full time. And I laughed and I looked in my diary and I think I had two appointments and I was supposed to build a whole full time career out of two private appointments and that was it. I had no money, no car, no house. I didn't have anything. I was just flat stone broken, almost living on the beach. And yet I enacted on this and I, you know, Andrew said, look, mate, if it doesn't work out, you can always come back to the business. I said, mate, thank you for the offer, but I can't explain it, but I know I won't be back. I just know. And yet I've got nothing here. And anyway, it was just purely jumping off the cliff and jumping into this darkness, this black hole. And I was just plummeting at 1,000 miles an hour, but I couldn't see where the bottom was. So I didn't know whether I was going to crash and flop and, you know, burn into, you know, crash and burn, or whether I would actually find my wings and fly. And as it turned out, I think I'd been for about a week. There was no phone calls. There was absolutely nothing. And I'm panicking, thinking, what the hell have I done? Why am I doing this? But you know what? There was a little tiny flicker of a flame in the back of my mind that said, you just keep going, Buster. You just keep going because everything's going to be fine. And I remember on the Sunday night, I can't remember the exact date, but it was a Sunday night, I was in panic mode. I had no income, nothing, and a friend of mine had put me up at her place to help me, you know, get back up on my feet. I couldn't even pay her rent. And, you know, I was just in this terrible, terrible state. So I decided I'd go into a meditation. And anyway, I was like, oh, what the hell? So I went into this meditation, and you know what? Something profound happened, not in the meditation, but when I came out. It was when I came out of the meditation, my fear had gone. Somebody came in and took it away. And I was looking around the room like, where did that go? Where's it gone? That's something. Something's told me. I just had this inkling. I thought, something is fine. And I just, that was my aha moment. It was like, everything is absolutely fine. Now, on the Monday, it was a day like today, not a cloud in the sky, glorious Gold Coast sunny day. Went down to the beach. I didn't have a thing to worry about, and I didn't know why. And my life changed the next morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I woke up the next morning still bright as a button and feeling, you know, full of joy and happiness, not knowing why because I had nothing. And then I got a phone call just after 9 o'clock from a lady by the name of Andrea Baker. And Andrea, you know, rang up and she said, are you the flower man? And she laughed. But I said, yes, honey, I am. I'm not a florist, but I'm the flower man. And she said, I know you're not. I said, who are you? And she said, well, look, as a matter of fact, I'm the program director for the Golden Door Health Retreat and Health Spa here on the Gold Coast, which later became part of the Biggest Loser TV show. And she said, I have heard quite a number of our clients over here talk about this flower man on the Gold Coast that reads flowers psychically. And she said, we are all about nature and we have a beautiful 5-acre retreat up in the mountains and we just wondering if I could have a chat to you. And I said, well, honey, any time in the next 3 minutes would be great. So I had plenty of time. So she said, yeah. She said, well, look, I'm a really busy lady, but come up tomorrow and see what we can chat about. So, of course, the next morning I drove up to the retreat and I was panicking, thinking, oh, my God, Mother of Blessed Messages, don't fail me now. Anyway, so I went up and her PA, Melissa, took me into her office and we sat down. Instantly, there was an immediate connection and thankfully I was able to just pick out a couple of things psychically that came out just immediately. And then she said, so what do you do? And I quickly said, look, can you just gather a few of your administration staff together, get them to go outside, pick a flower, pop it in a paper bag, come here and back in the room and sit in a circle and I'll give you a quick demonstration about what I do. So she said, well, okay, crazy stuff. Anyway, we did that. Long story short, the girls all came in with, you know, sort of looked on their faces like, what the hell's all this about? I said, guys, just sit down, be quiet, and I'll tell you what I'll do. And away I went. I gave them a very quick overview. I just picked up a bag. I gave them about a 5-minute reading each. and they were completely blown away. And there was Andrea standing there with her arms folded, with her nodding her head from side to side. And she said, unbelievable. She said, there's your contract that's on the table. When can you start? I said, tomorrow morning. She said, great, I'll start promoting you to all the guests at dinner tonight, and we'll promote you from tomorrow. And, you know, the next day, that was the day my life completely took off and my spirit. And, I worked with the on the Biggest Loser team for 2.5 years, which was part of, well, Golden Door in the beginning, and then they became Biggest Loser. And then I had to leave in January last year because my private work is just so full on now, and I travel quite a bit around the country and weave my magic, and that's what I do.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you for resharing that. That's quite the story.
Yes, and that's even an expanded story. Ah, I had no idea that was how it started, David. That's lovely. I knew you were with the Biggest Loser, counseling people in the background, you know, behind the scenes, helping them to get through those challenges at times. But I had no idea that that's how it started. That's amazing. Doesn't life just happen overnight? It does happen, Rachel Hunter.
Yeah, it does. That's it, Rachel Hunter. It does. And and I love saying to people that, you know, my overnight success took at least 6 years. You know, it takes 6 years to become an overnight success. And it just doesn't happen that way. And, I mean, it's just, I look back now over the last, 3 or 4 years and think, wow, all the people I've met from every walk of life. And, you know, when I worked in the retreat, just I had, you know, quite a number of high-profile, wealthy, famous people who came from all over the world to come and stay. And yet when people came into my little consultation room, everyone had a T-shirt on, shorts and runners, no names, no pack drill, and that's exactly how I work with people. It doesn't matter who you are, what station you have in life, what your title is, because you are a beautiful soul, no matter who you are, and you've got a story. And I've got a story. Everyone's got a story. And everyone is a story. And we are here on this beautiful plane of ours, planet Earth, to create our story. And it doesn't mean that mine's better or different or worse or better. It doesn't matter in any way, shape or form. It's just I'm here to create my story uniquely, as indeed every other soul is. And it's to, if I can assist people on their own spiritual journey and path, well, yeah, that's even better.
David, I'll tell you, on Facebook, I'm already getting comments from people who are listening in. Bethany Peterson says, and boy, do we love him here down under. And she has a big
My darling
that.
Bethany.
So.
she's beautiful too, Bethany, very special girl. So, and David, you know, you're really the grand poopa of the flowers, and you call yourself pretty much Claire Everything. Clairvoyant.
Yeah, Claire Everything.
Claire Audience.
Just don't call me Claire Smith.
So, for you, David, what do you have to prepare yourself before this? Do you meditate, or how do you know when, for people that haven't channeled before or don't have the gifts that you have, a lot of people ask me, you know, how do you know when it's something that's not just your head talking to you? Could you maybe share your experiences?
Or good question. Honey, that is a very, very good question, Mary Lou. That's a wonderful question. And a question that I get asked a lot because, you know, for people that are starting out on their spiritual path and journey and they're wanting to delve into, you know, their own spiritual abilities and their own gifts and talents, one of the biggest challenges that every single one of us faces, myself included, is that my head talking or is that spirit talking? Like, how do we define, you know, where is the dividing line as to, oh, hang on, no, that's definitely something from spirit or that's just my imagination or something that I think maybe I'm making up or it's just, it's my, you know, the ego or the intellect talking. But anyway, of course, you know, as it is with me now, I mean, I've been practicing this work for 30 years now. This is my flower readings, five or six years now, full time. So what for me personally, it's been a process of absolutely having full faith and trust of what comes into my head and allowing that to flow out. And somebody might sit there and with a blank look on their face, nod their head from side to side and say, you know what, it makes no sense at all. Now, if somebody says that to somebody who is reading them, the person who is the reader will normally go, oh, my God, well, I've stuffed that up and I've given the wrong message. So, oh, hang on, let me try and interpret it. Let me try and find another message, blah, blah, blah. That's the worst thing that we can do, because that's when the conscious mind starts to step in and try to take over and try to take control of the situation. Whereas now, over the, you know, the enormous amount of practice and over years and years of, you know, practiced psychic, you know, work, it's got to the point for me now where I will sit down and I will just, you know, let things flow out. And thankfully, in the huge majority of cases, people go, wow, I know exactly what you're talking about, and you're bang on, you're accurate, and blah, blah, blah. That's really quite good. But then there are odd occasions when people say, I'm sorry, Dave, I haven't got a clue what that means or what it's all about. And I'll say, do you know what? I absolutely agree with you. I have no idea what it's about either, but I'll have to leave it to you in pretty much undiluted form. I'll give it to you exact. And you know that the majority of times now, Mary Lou, the majority of times when people come back to me, sometimes it can be hours, days or weeks later, even months later, when people go, oh, my God, it happened exactly like you had said in the reading. And I said, oh, thank you so much. So the reason I like getting the feedback is because it's teaching me to trust my intuition. You know, trust my intuition. I'll tell you something crazy that happened a few months ago. You won't believe this. I put the flower out of the bag for a lady, and all of a sudden I had a bee buzzing around, and I got stung. I got stung on the left shoulder, on the upper arm. I got stung right in spirit. And I went, oh, my God. I said, I've just been stung by a bee. I said, who got stung by a bee? Someone's been stung by a bee on their left shoulder. Just up on the top there, and I'm going like that and rubbing my shoulder. And oh my God! I said it's no drama. Ow. Because I said no one's allergic, but I said oh, there's a bee sting. It's crazy. Anyway, there was a whole raft of other messages that came through, and at the end of it, the lady said, "Look, I understood everything in the flower reading except for one thing." And I said, "What's that?" She said, "The bee sting." She said, "I've never been stung by a bee in my life, and I don't know anyone that's been stung by a bee." I said, "Look, I know it's crazy. It's just one of those crazy little quirky things that come through." But I said, honey, I have to leave it with you. I know it doesn't make any sense. But she said, oh, that's cool. You will not believe what happened. She got the message at 8 o'clock on a Thursday night. She left the flower reading party that I was hosting, and she went home. She got stung by a bee at 11 o'clock that night, 3 hours later, in her bedroom. There was a bee in her bedroom in her washing. She was pulling out some washing. There was a bee in there, and it flew up and stung her on the left arm, on the left shoulder.
Oh, my goodness.
And she messaged me the next day. She said, oh, my God, I got stung by a bee on my left shoulder at 11 o'clock last night, 3 hours after I saw you.
you get crazy,
silly little things, well, not silly, but you know, just crazy little things that, like that that come through that make no sense to me. But of course, you know, it makes no sense to the lady because it was obviously an event that hadn't occurred yet. And I mean, I've got myriads of those types of stories to share where it teaches me to absolutely have faith and trust in what I see, what I feel, what I hear, what I smell, what I taste, because I try to use as many senses as I can, and that's how it works for me.
Yes, and nature's little helpers too, to give her warning. I've been stung by a bee, I just a project once, and they've got a really jagged little stinger too. So that certainly would get their attention.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the crazy thing, pardon me.
Oh, just in native culture, sometimes it's about fertility or something, a birth of a new idea, you know, thing like that.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, but it was just, you know, that was just something that came to mind. So I suppose just quickly getting back to your question there about having trust and faith in what you've told and how do people practice that. Honestly, honey, this is a journey just in practice and in absolute pure faith. Having absolute pure faith in your work, having pure faith in you, having faith in your abilities and your talents and your gifts, and do not listen to what other people have to say about you or your gift or your talent, whether they think you're good, bad, or indifferent or mediocre. Do you know what? Take your mind off everything and just focus on you. Focus on your gift and talent, and if this is something you'd like to develop as far as your psychic abilities are concerned, well, do you know what? Put it into an SDA, a single daily action, or SDP, single daily practice. Put it into a single daily practice. So try and find someone a day, some person a day. It can be a friend, a relative, a family member. Just say, look, I'd like to try and bring something through for you if that's what you'd like to do. And you know what? No matter, even if people say, no, it makes no sense, cool, just leave it. Just leave it. Don't even question it. Just go with it. Just let it go to the universe and then move on to the next thing. And, you know, you'll be surprised, or the people will be surprised to see how often it can be, you know, days, weeks or months later. People will come back and say, do you remember what you told me over coffee that day? It's just all happened now. And I'm telling you now, Mary Lou, it still blows me away today when people come back and just give me some wonderful validations of some of the readings and the work that I've done for them over the years. It's just beautiful.
Can I jump in and ask a question?
Yes, of course.
David, I've talked with you before. We've got a lot of callers that are on the line tonight that are wanting to ask questions, and I'm actually going to kind of hold off on bringing callers on the line tonight, because what you do is not like a traditional, I don't want to say like, you know, a psychic where you say, okay, give me your name and your birthday, and then magically you can ask a question and do all of that type of stuff. So for all of the listeners who are listening tonight, can you kind of explain the how and what and why of what you do, and how doing something just over a telephone is fascinating and interesting for many people of special talents like psychics or tea leaf readers or clairvoyants or anything like that? What you do is a little bit different. Can you explain that process?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I guess for me, Garrett, if people would like to put a title on what I do, I guess it is psychometry. Because, I mean, people can pick up a flower, read a flower. People can pick up an item off somebody, a ring or a piece of jewelry or a clothing item, and read. And it's really no different. So I guess psychometry is what you would if you wanted to, you know, put a title on what I do. So that's pretty much what it is. But for me, it's really weird because it is psychometry, but it's got to the point now, like, there was a time when I would sit there and I would concentrate on a bag if there was a flower in it. I'd pull the flower out, concentrate on it for a moment or two, and then I'd start. Well, because I do this for a living and I do this every single day, it is getting sharper and faster and much, much quicker. And even a group that I did a couple of nights ago, I think I had about 9 or 10 people in the group there, and virtually the whole reading for each person was completed and channeled, because as soon as I touched the paper bag that had a symbol or a number on it, my mouth started to go at 1,000 miles an hour as it does when I'm, you know, channeling. And so the whole reading was virtually completed before I'd even seen the flower, even open up the bag. So it's just making that energetic connection. I mean, to be honest, none of us really need props, because I mean, for me, yes, it's a prop, but it's a little bit of a, I suppose for me, it's a little bit of a POD. It's a bit of a point of difference as well, because people really enjoy bringing along a piece of nature in a bag, a flower or a leaf or a piece of foliage off a tree. And of course I conduct the reading, and it's just beautiful to do it in the way that I do, because of the fact that I work with groups of people and groups of 8, 9, 10 people at any one sitting. I can sit in the middle of the floor and people sit around me in a circle, and I'll just deliver everyone's message. And it's a beautiful way to reach good numbers of people in a week, because you can do this, you see, and touch a lot of people's lives at once rather than just doing a one-on-one scenario. And I guess for me, Garrett, to sort of really get to the point of why it's so different for me, I actually enjoy reading in a group of people, because when I read in a group of people and I've just got a bag with a symbol on it, I don't know who owns the flower. I don't know who owns it until the end of the reading. So I actually conduct the reading first and give that person all their messages first before I actually come to them. So it's not until the end of the reading that I hold the bag up and say, who owns this? And people just go, oh my God, that was my whole life just came out and you told me this and told me that. So that's what's different about this, and I actually enjoy that much more than reading for someone in front of me that I know. Or what I want to say, I know, like I might have a total stranger. Like I have lots of beautiful clients that come and see me for private, personal, one-on-one readings, which is great, And it's great. In fact, the less I know about somebody, the much better it is. And that's the prime reason why I can't read for my family or friends, because the conscious mind just plays up too much, because you think, is that my mind or is that spirit talking? But when it's a total stranger, I know it's spirit talking because I don't know anything about that person. But even in a group, it's, oh, I'm at home. I'm in home in front of a group of people. We have, my gosh, I wish you guys had been with me on Saturday night. Oh, we had a huge big show. We do a show here. I work with Amanda De Warren, who is Australia's most famous animal communicator. She's a psychic animal communicator. And Amanda and I do lots of shows together, and they're called Dinner with Spirit. And we do them about four times a year, and we conduct shows in haunted hotels and to sell-out crowds. We had a sell-out crowd on Saturday night. Oh, my God. It was off the scale, because Amanda is a brilliant medium. She was bringing through people's loved ones, and there's tissues flying all around the room because people are crying because their loved ones were coming through Amanda. And then at the end of it, we had two other beautiful guest mediums with us as well. We had Anne Joyce and Barry Martin Gray from South Australia that flew up to join us for the show. So there was four of us on stage doing a show. And, of course, I finalised, like I was the finale for the show. So we did the flower readings, and it was really good to see the way it showcased the spiritual work in such a beautiful way, because the audience saw the three mediums at work, and they just walk through the crowd, point to somebody and say, look, I think I've got somebody here who passed over around you, and they bring through the mediumship, which is brilliant. But then at the end of the night, there's a big box of paper bags filled with dozens and dozens of flowers, and I just close my eyes, reach in and randomly pick out a bag, and my mouth goes at 1,000 miles an hour. And people were just blown away and went, wow, look at that, because that's a different way to see how a psychic gift can work.
So before we get to our next question, I want to do something that we haven't done with you, David, yet on the show, and that's play a commercial break. We have a brand new sponsor to the show called Rainbow Brew, and we're going to hear a quick message for them. So everybody hang online real quick, and we'll be right back.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM 950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the Queen Bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
And for everybody who is listening to the show today and you're anywhere around the world, Rainbow Brew is a company out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, right in the heartland of America. And they actually grow their own coffee beans, grind them fresh, and then ship them all around the world every single day. So if you're looking for something kind of fun and interesting to do that might be out of the ordinary for you, rainbowbrew.com. So that's our little sponsor episode for the day. David, real quick, you going back to the group meetings that you were talking about, you do something, again, that I think is really, really cool. And I think that you do it in a way that is, I don't want to say unique, because I'm sure other people do it. I just see how you do it. And I'm just always got a big smile on my face whenever I see your post. But you do these sold out flower parties all over the place. And I'm thinking, what a great way to bring a bunch of people together and have a great time. You know, you probably have a little wine, you have a little cheese, everybody has a little, you know, fun, and then you get down to having a reading party. Is that kind of what happens, and how did you come up with that idea?
That is, honestly, Garrett, that is exactly what happens, and that's why people love it so much, because it's a night out. It's a great night out, and I have the enormous privilege of being invited into people's homes, and I travel around everywhere, and that's what I do. So the host or the hostess will invite me over to his or her home and have a variety of guests there, usually people that I've never met before. So we come along. We come along with all my guides, all my spirit guides. We all turn up, but they only see me, but there's a whole crowd of us that turn up. so we all come in. And the funny thing is, I must tell you, that's exactly what happened. I had a lady pop in here yesterday afternoon, a client of mine who's actually become quite a good friend. Her name is Julia Button. And Julia said to me yesterday, her skeptical husband commented to her, she hosted a party for me last year at their home, and the husband said, oh yeah, you got one of those kooky guys coming over, yeah, whatever. He said, no, I don't want to be a part of it, but you guys in the lounge room have fun and leave it to me. Anyway, long story short, at the end of the night, he commented to Julia, Don commented to Julia, and he said, That man brought so much amazing energy into our house last night. He said, I can feel the difference. He said, wow. He said, I just can't believe that. And Julia only told me that yesterday afternoon. And it was such a huge compliment to hear that, because she said, oh, Don was blown away with the energy that came, that you brought into the house with all the readings and just the energy of you, which was just such a beautiful compliment. So to get to back to what you were saying, Garrett, about the group readings, I do, you know, ostensibly my work is groups and private readings, but of course I do the occasional show as well with like Dinner with Spirit. We do that. We do those probably about four or five shows a year. We do there. We travel around a little bit. I've got a sold-out tour down in Sydney at the end of this month. I'm down in Sydney for 14 days, and that's pretty much booked solid. And then fingers crossed, I'll be off to Thailand for about a week or two at the when I come back from Sydney, because I've got some people to work with over in Thailand. So my dear friend Bethany, who you just mentioned a moment ago, Bethany lives in Thailand, and she's got some people lined up over there for me. So, hey, let the flower man spread his flower magic around the world. That'd be wonderful.
I had a crazy notion, guys.
That is awesome.
I had this crazy notion. You know what? It's in the back of my mind, and I don't know how it will work one day, but I'd love to do a little group flower reading and get everyone to pick a flower, and I'll say, right, and I'll say to that person, right, who do you know in what other place, you know, like it could be interstate, could be another city, could be another country. Let's see how far a single flower will take me around the world, you know, doing all these flower parties, and end up doing flower parties in L.A., Kathmandu, India.
That sounds fantastic, David.
Well, that's your claim to fame.
Something
that'll
a little
be
crazy.
It.
Yeah.
David,
I want to go to Thailand with you. So I Bethany needs to hook me up. I want to come over there and watch you do this in person. I think that'll be fun.
Mm. Oh, mate, it would be so good for you. Have you been to Thailand before?
No, I've been to like Mexico and Puerto Rico. So that's the extent of my international travels.
Oh wow! Well, mate, you've got to come down and visit Mary Lou and I in our little paradise down here on the Gold Coast. And,
well, you know what's going to happen,
yeah,
David.
Yeah,
if I come down to visit you, I've seen pictures of your new place. You are never going to get rid of me. I will have to find a way to bring my puppies to Australia, and because I will never want to go. You live in just a beautiful area, and I'm so glad for you.
Yeah, and it's the
thank
beach.
Thank you, mate.
David.
Thank you. It is. Pardon me.
It's the beach. Garrett has to be near the beach, so you picked the perfect place to host some.
You can see the beach from
people.
Yep. My office overlooks the beach, and I'm just two blocks away from the beach. And it's, you know, the golden beaches of the Gold Coast are like, you know, hundreds of miles long. The Gold Coast just extends for so long. I mean, it's just endless. It goes from Brisbane all the way down to Byron Bay and beyond, you know. So it's just it's crazy. And that's why, you know, hence the name of our city, Surfers Paradise. That's the name of the city I live in. And
David,
it really is a Surfers Paradise.
I have another question for you. Do you ever run into a problem?
Sure.
You know, because you are the flower man, okay? So that's a big moniker to live up to.
Yeah.
Do you ever get ready to go to a party and there are, like, no flowers? Do you have to stop and, like, get a bouquet at the local grocery store and take it and say, you're going to have to pick one of these folks because this is all that we got?
No. I don't take the flowers, Garrett. People bring their own flower along, and the best way for it to work is for people to either bring a flower or a leaf or a piece of foliage from a garden. It doesn't have to be their garden necessarily, but it's better off if they just pick it something from nature. And it's even better if they don't stop by a florist and get it. And I'll tell you why, because often when a person's received a reading, they might get a little bit of a mixed feeling about the reading, and I'll say to them, I'll question them and say, where did you get your flower? And almost without exception, they say, oh, well, I bought it at a florist. And I said, well, do you know what? That somebody else has touched that flower, so you've got their essence on there as well. And it just blows them away, because that's how infinitely this energy works. Just recently, I had a lady and her daughter came along to the reading, and the daughter had a fabulous reading, and then came to the mother's reading, and she said, well, my reading was 50-50. 50% of it was me and was spot on, but the other half of it seemed to belong to my daughter. It seemed like it sounded like her more than me, and some of the things you were describing was what's going on in my daughter's life. And I turned to the daughter and I said, so your reading was okay? She said, my reading was perfect, 100%. And she said, but I picked the flower and gave it to Mum. I said, well, honey, you've picked the flower, so you've got your energy on there. And it blew them away, blew everyone away. And I said, see, that's how it works. Because I don't know, but if you've got different people touching that item, there's an element of you that imbues that flower with your essence. And it, my spirit guides pick it up because it's the diva essence energies of the spirit world that connects all this and make it all happen. So if two people have touched it, that's exactly what will happen. And I must tell you something. Oh, my gosh, this is crazy how this works. I was doing a show with Barry Martin Gray. We did a Mother's Day show, and we had a sellout crowd there. And I actually had a big basket of flowers there, and I was just handing it through the audience saying, "Thou, sweetheart, would you pick that? Just pick a bag, because I like to get the audience involved when you're doing a stage show." So, and then, of course, I'd just walk up to the table, "Thou, sweetheart, can you pick a bag out for me?" So they would pick out the next reading. Well, the funny thing was I did this, and this particular reading, I picked it up, and I started talking about contracts, land contracts, purchasing land, then building a house, then agreements, legalities, settlements. And then all of a sudden, I had a piece of toast, and I had a thick fish paste on the toast. And I said, gosh, somebody uses half a jar of fish paste on their toast for breakfast every morning. I can see the teeth marks in the fish paste. It's so thick. The audience was hysterical. They were laughing their heads off. And the funny thing was, when I opened up the bag and pulled out the flower, a whole raft of other messages came out. And to my astonishment, the lady who I had leaned down to and said, honey, can you pick a bag out? She picked the bag out and gave it to me. And my mouth started to go straight away before I'd even open up the bag. Well, guess what? The contracts, all the legalities, the fish paste, the toast, all belong to her and not the lady who owned the flower. But when I pulled the flower out, all those messages were 100% correct to her. So as soon as she touched the bag, wow, it was imbued with her essence, and my mouth started to go.
That's amazing. So it's the energy imprint.
Wow. I know. It is the energy. And everyone says to me, my God, when you channel on stage, the energy just comes through like a whoosh. It's just like a tidal wave. It just comes through. I just can't keep up with the information that comes through. Once I touch the item, it just bang. Just away I go. I call the flowers my little spark plugs, I guess. That's how I do it. And I guess some people might be wondering, you know, if this is the only way that I can read. I didn't really have a strong belief in myself as to how far I could take this reading, the way that I do this. And somebody suggested once that I should try Skype reading. I thought, oh, I don't know how that will work, because I like to have the energy of the people in front of me and the item, holding the item in a bag. But anyway, I started off some Skype readings, and I must say the Skype readings have just been going exceptionally well, and I've read for a number of people in, you know, countries around the world, and I do quite a number of Skype readings now. So, and that's working very, very well. And for some reason, I'll just say to the person, to the client, I said, like, can you just hold your flower up to the screen, or your little leaf, or your piece of foliage, whatever it is. I close my eyes and away I go. So it's just crazy.
That's great. Well, that's good, David. So yeah, they can actually contact you through your email or on your page on,
yes,
Facebook, David Laws, Australia's,
yes, through my
Famous
page.
Flower Man.
Yep, that's the one.
And for everybody listening, on the show page, we have two links. We have a link to check out David on Facebook, and then also a link for David's upcoming events on Facebook. And all I have to do is click the links here on Blog Talk Radio, and it will take you right to those show pages for David. So you can stay in touch with him at all points. Sorry, Mary Lou.
No, that's okay, because we'd love to get David some readings. And obviously Skype, if people are around the world and they're not here in Australia, but certainly look him up if you come and visit us down under. That way they can at least get a reading, so which would probably be the more visual thing, by connecting with the flower and the energy of that person and seeing them, if they are from, you know, the States, or any of the listeners today around the world that would love to have a reading with you, David. So that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Now, also, you go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say, also, once a month I actually host a private night here in my beautiful apartment, and I host an evening called Flower and Champagne Night. They are so popular. And I limit it to 9 people. And everybody brings a flower along, and they get a cheese and champagne and cracker on arrival. And I'm very blessed to have a beautiful apartment now, and it overlooks the Gold Coast and the beaches and the mountains. It's just magnificent. And I have a flower champagne night once a month, and we might even extend them because they're just proving to be so incredibly popular. And it's great for people that don't have enough people to host a party of their own, but they'd like to be a part of somebody else's. So, you know, I might have two or three people from, you know, from this group and two or three from that group and put them all together. And it's so fantastic to see people connect at a spiritual level. Well, I had a party here, I hosted a party here last Tuesday night, and the ladies that came along didn't know each other. But by the end of the night, they're exchanging names and phone numbers and Facebook details because they all wanted to stay in contact because they'd had such a beautiful spiritual experience and was so enamored with the messages that came through. So it's just wonderful the way it works.
Oh, that's beautiful. And you do a weekday party special as well
yes.
on a Tuesday to Thursday while kids are in school for mums that would like to have. And you've got
yes.
a special
yeah,
coming up
daytime.
In August at 10?
Yes, I do the weekday specials from Tuesday till Thursday, and then I do the free hostess gift for the party in the evening through the month of August. And my weekends, obviously, you know, are extremely booked out. In fact, I'm pretty much booked out until October on the weekends.
Wow.
But my weekdays are a little easier. But yes, the weekends obviously are very, very popular with people for, you know, hosting weekend parties, Friday nights and what have you. And then, of course, on the 30th of August, I fly down to Sydney, as I've mentioned before, and I'm booked solid down there for 2 weeks. So, yeah, it's never a dull moment in Flower Man world.
And how is the infamous Betty Ford, who's been your spiritual wheels that spin you in the direction that you keep moving in? Is she retired or is she liking the new digs, David? Our dear Betty Ford.
What was that? Sorry,
Betty Ford. Spiritual wheels.
Yes, I've still got my spiritual wheels. Well, I've still got my beautiful old Betty Ford, but I've purchased a beautiful old classic.
Oh, fantastic. What have you got?
Well, I'm very, very blessed, actually, because I have a lovely old, I've just purchased a beautiful old Mercedes-Benz. And it's a 1979 model, but it's an absolutely stunning old motor car. And it's like new, and it's been owned by the same old gentleman for 36 years. And it's a silver with navy blue leather, and it's even got the beautiful original white wall tyres on it, and it's just a magnificent old machine. And a lovely old classic to cruise around the Gold Coast in, and my trips and travels, and I absolutely love it. I love old cars. I'm into old cars in a big way. So, and I love the old Mercedes-Benz cars particularly. So, yeah, it's very, very nice.
Oh, that's lovely. So, and David, so you do blogs, you're also writing a book as well, and you started
yes.
conducting some classes where you were teaching that started March of this year. How's that going with your classes? When do you run those?
Well, it's good. I have my very...
Once a month?
Yeah, well, I've just got to apply to somebody to see where I can get an extra day in the week. Do you know who I ring? I need to ring someone. I need an extra day in the week. I conducted my very first workshop. Back in June, I conducted my very first workshop up at Mount Tambourine, which is about half an hour from here up in the beautiful Gold Coast hinterland. And that went over particularly well. It was the very first workshop that I'd conducted. And I thought, after 30 years of being, you know, actively involved in the work of spirit, I would really like to start teaching now, teaching people about some life skills, some spiritual wisdoms, universal truths, you know, a little bit about my own journey. And, you know, like many of us, like, in fact, like most of us, Mary Lou, I don't think anyone can reach this time of life. I'm in, you know, my mid-50s now. And I don't think anyone gets to this stage of life without copping a few scars and, you know, and a few battle scars, as they say, and a few knocks and bumps here and there. And that's what life is really all about. And it's not really about the bumps and the falls and the trips that we take. It's how we get out of these and how we can turn our life around and how we can equip ourselves with some really good spiritual understandings and some spiritual tools. What you put in your tool belt, you know, that's just the overriding factor here. It's what you put in the tool belt and how you can turn your life around, you know. And as I said, I just recounting my own journey just over the last 6 years, as I said, like 6 years ago, my life was just crazy off the rails and was just nothing more than a, you know, a wasted train smash. And yet, through the work of this beautiful work with spirit and with flowers and what have you, I've been able to get back up on my feet, turn it around, and, you know, power on in this wonderful life that I am now and doing what I'm doing. And I guess to answer your question too about teaching, like I said a moment ago, after 30 years, I thought it's time to start bringing some teaching back to humanity, I guess. I'd like to give back a little bit more. And just to, on that note, as you and I spoke about it yesterday, a very dear friend of mine, Shane Gregory, he's my PT, and he owns and runs a gym not far from here, which is a very, very successful gym. He's only 33 years old, and he's a mixed martial arts a champion and a champion boxer. And he's the most alpha male guy you could ever wish to meet. And yet I met him at a flower reading party about 3 or 4 years ago. His ex-girlfriend dragged him along to this flower reading party that he didn't want to be any part of. But he came along and he met me, saw my work, was completely blown off the rails when I gave him his reading, because he just said I just described him better than his own mother could in this reading. And we've just become mates ever since. And guess what? We've become mates. He's my PT, but now we got our heads together just the other day, and we are going to start conducting some spiritual fitness classes at his gym.
Fantastic.
Because it's,
that'll
yep,
have to
so,
be
I mean,
a first
you know, there's gyms are. Well, gyms are a dime a dozen here on the Gold Coast. There's gyms everywhere, as there are in many places. But as I said to Shane, he said, David, I'd like to mentor with you. I want to mentor your spiritual work, your understandings and teachings. And I said, well, mate, why don't we get our heads together? And he's got a massive clientele. And I said, why don't we conduct some spiritual classes? I said, you're a PT. You conduct, you know, physical fitness classes, and you do all of that and teach people about nutrition and training and physical fitness. But what about the spiritual fitness? How fit are people spiritually? And he said, oh, my God, it's so true. I said, you know, people can look fit and be fit and healthy fit, but if you're not spiritually fit, well, you know, this is really a journey of mind, body and spirit. So we're getting our heads together, and we are going to be conducting some spiritual fitness classes in a gym. How cool is that?
That is amazing. And, of course, the Gold Coast will be hosting the Australian Commonwealth Games in 2018. So,
that's,
I mean,
correct.
You'll probably be very well established up there, and or down there, I should say, if I have to go down the coast.
that's
going to be fantastic. And even Brisbane is thinking of bidding for the Olympic Games in 2028. So let's really turn this, open the spiritual path up and bring body, mind, and spirit together. I mean, when we're not happy within ourselves and that spirit, I mean, we can get sick physically when we're not in alignment.
Well,
with
that's
our
exactly
own
right. And I always say, honey, that the body is a barometer to what's going on in many ways, to what's going on inside, internally, spiritually. And, you know, I think to be able to, for people to be able to come along to a class of Shane and I and come along with questions. And not many people get the opportunity to chat openly in an open forum to clairvoyants and mediums. Normally when one sees a medium or a clairvoyant, you book and see them for an hour, you pay your fee, you get your reading, and then you go. But people don't really often have the chance to ask questions about the journey of the soul, the path, you know, the spirit world and how it works, transition. I mean, it's just amazing to you know, that workshop that I conducted just recently, people were just going, oh, my God, I didn't know this. Oh, my God, I didn't know that. And I had a Q&A session at the end. And in the Q&A session, some of the questions people were asking, I'd go, oh, my God, I could spend an hour just on that. Oh, my God, I could spend an hour just on that. Like, they were asking me things that prompted me to go down another path. It's like, I didn't realize I can tell you all about this and that. Like, there's just so much information and knowledge in there that's been gleaned from 30 years of, you know, practice and philosophical study, it's at that point now where it's like, well, it's time to give back and share a little back, you know, in a classroom forum, you know, workshop forum, just in a really raw, authentic, real, open state, no agenda whatsoever. I have no agenda to try to convince people or coerce people into changing their belief or their philosophy in any way, because that's pointless. You know, it's just, I'm just trying to share some valuable tools with them that will help them cope with this day-to-day life that so many people find it difficult to cope with.
Yes, and so many
David,
are awakening.
David, Mary Lou, I want to let you know we've got about 3 minutes left before we're going to wrap this up for tonight, or today, or this afternoon, this morning, wherever we're at in the world. You know, do you for people who are interested in booking an appointment with you, do you have any advice for them when they are getting ready to go out and either pick that flower or that, you know, that branch or that limb or that whatever, so they can have a good reading with you?
Okay, the only that's a good question, Gareth. The only thing that I would recommend people to do, mate, is to whatever item they choose, it's not really the actual item that they choose. Like, I mean, if people chose a leaf off a tree or a beautiful, perfect yellow rose, it doesn't really have any bearing on the type of reading that they'll get, because some people think that I might actually read the flower or the leaf. That's not the point. That's not the case at all. I just read the energy. So whatever, it doesn't matter what people pick. They can just, you know, they can just pick it up and bring it up and hold it up to the screen. The only thing that I always recommend people to do, Garrett, when they're sitting down to have a session with me, is to open up their heart and be open to what is being received. And one thing that I hugely find majorly successful in all of my group readings is that laughter. I always bring so much laughter. There's so much humor in the readings that I bring through with people. People just say, I have never had such a great night in so long, because you know, often spirit, the beautiful guides that I work with, they will come through and they're very playful, they're very humorous. Just recently I picked a flower out of a bag for one lady and I just became her. I took on her mannerisms, her voice, her vernacular. The girls around her were hysterical. They were hysterical. And they just couldn't believe it. And this poor woman, like, when I opened my eyes, she had tears rolling down her cheek from laughter. And she said, oh, my God, they're so scary. And I said, why? She said, I've never seen me in a man's body before, but I just saw it. She said, you just became me. Oh, my God. She said, how do you do that? She said, that is... it's scary, but it's hilarious. And the girls just said, you just acted like her and became her, and you don't even know her. You didn't even know it was her. But as soon as I pulled it out, my guides jumped in and said, right, we're going to take this lady for a ride. And it was hilarious. It was so fun, so fun.
Well, everybody's been, Mr. David Laws, he's been our VIP special guest star with our guest co-host tonight, Mary Lou Monroe Ray. Mary Lou, I think we get the honors again on Friday. At least my Friday, that'd be your Saturday, and I hope that you'll be here. And everybody who's listening, please go to David's Facebook fan page and like it, and also check out his calendar. So if you happen to be in Australia and want to book a private flower reading, you can do that. But if you aren't in Australia and you're somewhere else listening today, tonight, whenever you choose to listen, send him a message and book a Skype appointment, because that would be really, really cool. You will have an enjoyable time, and it will, I think, really open up your eyes about a lot of things. David, any real quick, any last words before I let you guys go tonight?
Yes, see you in Thailand.
See you in Thailand. There we go. Okay.
No, look, mate, on a serious note, guys, I'd like to thank you both very, very much once again for so kindly inviting me on today or tonight over in your time. And to all of our beautiful listeners tonight, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very, very much for tuning in and having a listen to my story. I hope I enlightened you in some way, shape or form with some of the beautiful work that I do. And if we are meant to connect somewhere along the line, I so, so look forward to that. And I cannot wait to chat to you all again one day, perhaps.
Very good. David, Mary Lou, thank you both so very much. Have a great afternoon out in Australia. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. On Rated G Radio on Wednesday show, we have psychic Zoe Niklaus. She'll be taking your calls. We will take calls tomorrow. So if you want to ask a question, call in at 6:45 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The phone lines will open up 15 minutes early. And as always, if you like the show, follow the show. You'll get an email or text update, your preference, every time there's a new show, we're live 5 days a week. So you'll get 5 emails or 5 texts a week to follow the show. You can also find us on Apple's iTunes as a podcast under Rated G Radio. I thank you for listening. We will see you live tomorrow night. Here's a little song by me. It's Gay Wedding, number one in Europe right now. And if you like it, go check it out on iTunes and wherever fine music is downloadable. We'll see you live tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Listening to Rated G Radio.